I'm just thinking, Amy, that for
Hello,
$200, it's
and
probably
thank you
worth
for
it.
calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for asking. We have a problem because Home Depot told us we're getting an oven today, and it's being the old oven is out, the new oven is in. Now we have an oven. Apparently, there's two different people. One person who brought it, and then there's you guys, not connected, and we're here without an oven to use because our oven's broken. So I'm trying to figure out. I spoke to somebody earlier. They told me the first time is Tuesday. I'm really hoping that you can somehow figure out how to get us up on the schedule. Would you be able to look into this?
I can take a look at the order. You say your order, huh, your item was delivered today.
Correct, and it was supposed to be installed today. Meaning gas, you guys come out with the old and with the new so that we can have an oven before Passover, which is really good, not an hour beforehand.
Okay, because we don't come out the same day that the delivery team come out.
Yeah, but you can't come 4 days later either, you know what I mean? You want to come the next day, that's fine. But, like, we can't be without an oven. We got 5 kids here.
Okay, I do apologize, sir, but if you were never set up for an installation date, you'll have to get our
Well, why
next
don't you look
available
in?
date. I can take a look at it.
What? That's a great idea.
What
Thank
is the
you.
phone number on the order?
917-826-9637.
917-826-9636.
37.
37. And if you will verify the name and address on the order.
Benjamin Mermelstein, 48 Parsons Street.
Brighton.
Yeah.
Everything else was already booked up for this week, and the first available for next week was the 23rd.
I get it. So I need you to hold the date on the 23rd, but I also need you to expedite this and see if they can prioritize it because this is not good news for Home Depot.
Okay, well, that information, when you called earlier, she did send a message over. And the first available that they could do is the 23rd. That's why the checkoff is scheduled due for the 23rd.
So there's no way they can expedite this? You don't have the ability to.
No, sir, I
I mean,
can't
there's just.
override what the text says. We send it to them, we ask, they send back to us and let us know if they can make any accommodations. But when he emailed back, he was not the first available. He said he has. It's the 23rd.
At what time?
Time frames were assigned the night before. So what will happen once he get all of the orders for the 23rd on the 22nd, once he finished orders for that day, he will go in and do the schedule for the 23rd, and you'll get an automated call with your time frame.
Does he have instructions that if there's any cancellations or anything that they should be moving us quicker?
I can send him a message and let him know if he gets a cancellation, you would like to have it.
Yeah, you could also let him know that it's his birthday. 5 children under 13 need to eat. We'll take any cancellation besides Saturday. They can call and come. In the neighborhood, want to stop by for a visit? Besides Saturday, call and come. They can come at 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. We just need it done.
Okay, so that information was sent over to the tech's office. Is there anything else?
No, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for calling us
here
at XPO.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.